Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have another wonderful program. Today is Wednesday, and the date is, boy, I saw Larry had it in there. Let me get out, click on my computer here. Ah, the 26th. I'm in the now, so it doesn't matter what day it is. Every day is the same, but today is October 26th, 2011, and Self-empowerment nights. If you have any questions about light shift healings, please call in. Maybe ask your questions about maybe what to do next. Kind of like the Q&A night, but we want to kind of devote this for that. I'm trying to figure out, Ed, listening about what's been going on. Right now I'm kind of drawing a blank, but I'll get plugged in probably as we get going here. So I'll try to answer your questions if I can there. I've been very, very busy working with stuff, but I don't always have continuous recall on it. Oh, yeah, now I got it. Okay, so for Ed, basically what I can recall is that, let me see, working from Utah to California to San Diego, and they just had an earthquake on the coast, kind of next to Mount Shasta going to the coast, which is a town of city of Eureka, and that's right on the ocean front. And I'd say it's probably even typically like with Manhattan here, if you were to draw a line straight across, okay, the country, if I'm not mistaken, because I know the weather in Mount Shasta is very similar, except for they have snow there, but it's kind of very similar to what New York's weather is. So all that I know is that it was the Andromedans that we were after and getting rid of underground bases there, and that went over to, I think, somewhere in Mexico too, and then from there found out that this is probably, I'm guessing, I don't know, maybe somebody might know, but I think it's about 5 days ago. It was during the expo, I think, where they we found that there was a large ship, mothership, I guess you could call it that. It was pretty big, larger than the size of Texas. That was a off-planet Andromedan clone factory. I know there's multi-levels on it. How high, I don't know, but there was many, many floors to it where they're making clones. So that was terminated. So I don't know how many more Andromedan energies are left here, but that was it. So that's all that I can recall. I know the first day of the expo, which was Friday, and I think Friday night I was working with the energies underground here, a very long night for me, and then the next night we found the one, you know, above Texas. So that's kind of about all that I have, Ed. I'm sure there's more going on, but I only see things off and on when maybe it gets kind of rough, or I have to actually go in maybe and rematerialize the soldiers possibly, and or I need to do it myself, something like that. So, but I'm not always completely in the loop of what's going on. I have to live my life here and also figure out new clearings to have and stuff and help people. But when it does come up to my attention, I'll let everybody know what's going on. So for me, like maybe the last month was probably kind of slow with my reports, but things are happening. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday on BBS, and as Ron said, we're going to do the self-empowerment theme this evening. Ron, I'm just going to add in case, Ed, that you weren't listening the other day. Ron, you mentioned that there was stuff going on, I think, under Kuwait also that was...
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, it was under Kuwait also. Yeah, that was a really big base. That was a big... I don't know if they're having any rock and rolling there with... you know, the land moving a little bit on the top or not. But we're going down a long ways.
Turkey had a bigger earthquake.
So typically, you know, you may not have that awareness on the surface here. I think we're going down about 15 to 20 miles down underground.
Oh, wow.
Not even be, you know, any kind of effect up here on the surface. So, back to you again.
Okay.
Thank you for the great information. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was probably the more important part.
And I know somebody told me that, or I saw it on the news or something, there was an earthquake in Turkey around a day or two after you had mentioned all that stuff below the Middle East was going on, and that's a very volatile area, Turkey, for plate tectonics, so it probably was connected with whatever was going on deep down, kind of reverberated up over the next few days, maybe. So, anyway, so let's see. We're on station one, so if anybody would like to call in this evening, we are having callers, so I'll give out a couple of numbers right now. The first one is the toll-free number for those of you in the U.S. and Canada, and that is 888-627-6008, and then I would jump down to line four and try area code 530-413-4522. So maybe we could have some callers this evening who've done different clearings over the past however long and have found that it has improved your life in the area of self-empowerment, given you more focus, more ability to move forward with whatever in your life you're trying to move forward with. It would be nice to have some people call in maybe and share that. And then if you have any questions, you can call in with those too, or you can type on the fast chat. I know we have some new people listening since the three expos that Ron has done this month. So if you have some sort of basic newcomer-type questions, please do call in with those. And for those people, those who are newer to the show, I'll just mention that on Fridays, Ron has a Q&A call after the Friday show, which is over on Station 2 at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 Eastern, so at 8 and 11 p.m. on Friday. There is the Q&A, and it's a conference call line that Ron provides us with so that you can ask your questions directly to Ron rather than via the fast chat. So let's have a look. And just to remind people, Ed is writing a lot of articles about what's going on that he's posting on a website that he put up, which is an Ed, type this in if I get this wrong, but I believe it's Intergalactic Humans with an S, intergalactichumans.com. So you can check out any updates there that Ed has been posting. And I don't know, maybe Ed, you want to call in. I don't know if you have anything else to add to that. You could call in.
I want to call in, Ed, and talk about Randy's question here, explain in brief what Dr. Fred Bell was working on before his death. Well, I was just kind of, I didn't have all the information. I felt like maybe timelines, traveling, something like that. May have been something that's unrelated to up here, but that's kind of what I was sort of sensing. If Ed wants to call in, maybe he can describe to all of you, because he was sitting with us at the table, and he did write articles on what actually happened. Maybe he can even read an article if you're interested. That'd be fine on this one show here of what happened, what we found. I know we were at Denny's in Los Angeles there by the expo having our dinner, and I went to see where Fred was, because I heard that he died, wondered how he died, because naturally it sort of felt like it would possibly be some type of incident by people up here on the surface, because maybe he's getting too close to the truth on something, or going to expose something brand new, and then he died. So I went to look to see if it was what happened, and it was a clone that died. Then from there I had to go look for his body. That's kind of what happened from there. But if Ed wants to come on, you can get in, maybe give the people some insight, since you were there real time, and so was Larry. So other people maybe could be listening to that were there. But it was quite interesting. And anyway, might just shed some light on it. It also is also on Ed's website, I believe. So we can see if they want to call in. And here we go. Let's Galactic Federation of Light, I believe, is a GFL, what it means. NASA video, it could be GFL, that's what I would think. I can't recall if I saw the video or not. I just don't know. Oh, I saw some videos from NASA which had, like, alien worms and stuff outside of their ship and things. Then I did see Apollo what was it, 18, I guess. That was quite interesting, too. So, Carrie, I guess back to you, and we can maybe talk about some clearings here on the website, maybe, or, you know.
Okay.
I'll have you take it over from there, whatever you want to bring up here.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really see any questions at the moment, so I'm going to give the phone numbers out again. It would be great to have some callers tonight, Wednesday. So the toll-free is 888-627-6008. Or area code 530-413-4522. Was there a beep, Ron? I'm not sure. Did you hear one?
I heard something go beep, but I don't know if it was the same beep.
Yeah, is anybody on the line?
Nope, I was holding.
No call is holding. Okay. All righty. Well, while we wait for some questions, Ron, or a caller, maybe we can do the finger exercise and get everybody here. How about if we do that?
Okay, so you can either take one finger or both of your index fingers. If you do use them both, put one in front of your nose, maybe a few inches away, maybe 6 inches, and so that would be, in the sense, your right hand. Finger pointing upward in front of your nose, and then take your left hand with the finger pointed and just stretch your arm all the way out and just see where that finger points to. It should be pointing up, actually, but is it to the left or to the right of being on center, okay? Well, naturally, you know, you have to kind of blend both eyes together because you will be seeing double. So typically it should be, if you do see double, it would be probably in the middle of where your two fingers would be. But it should be pointing straight ahead. And hopefully it's pointing upward. If it goes downward, I don't know what that means. So If you're to the left side, you're in the past. On the right, you're in the future. And if you're really intuitive, just by being exactly in front of you, and moving your finger maybe a quarter of an inch, you'll actually feel the room change and shift as you're going into other timelines. So that would be alternate timelines, parallel lifetimes, and these are timelines that, you know, you shouldn't be on anyway, but they put us on these timelines. You do want to be in the moment, so make sure that your finger is directly in front of you. If not, just move your finger over, and that will tend to self-adjust and correct so that you are here now. Remember, this is the only real timeline that we're on because I'm talking on it. Unless they fabricate me and you're not on this timeline, and that can also happen, but we won't get into that one. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right, I'm pretty sure I heard a beat that time, Ron, so is somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed. Yeah, if you want to... You got the floor, so see what you want to do with it.
All right. Well, you suggested I read the Fred Bell report.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, if you want to do that, that way people could. You might go real slow with it too.
Okay. Yeah, because this is like a typical report. What I'm doing is I'm posting reports of military activities from the combined Earth Defense Forces, which are Chrononaut military time travelers from all throughout Earth's history and our future, that have all been brought into this space and time to battle off pretty much the nexus of the invading aliens. Creation Lightship has decided to bolster their forces by training them, reanimating any soldiers that are killed in battle. They're immediately repaired and put back together like nothing happened at all because they can't upset the timeline but by having them missing from their time. So it's a pretty sweet deal for our military. They can do anything they want to destroy these invaders, and if they get hurt at all, they're simply put back together and recreated. So it's politically correct in that the Earth people are defending their own world. It's spiritually, so to speak, correct, because Earth is supposed to be a paradise that a spirit can visit and commit to incarnation, so to speak, here for one lifetime, enjoy it, see what it's like to be in a denser universe of duality, and then leave. Now, the problem is the invading aliens came in, took over, and turned this place into a slaver prison by damaging our chakras and our energy systems and are wiping our memories and cutting our connection to our own spirits, we're forced unknowingly into powering these human biosuits that simply are generating emotional thought and trauma energies for the aliens, because they use those energies as food. In the true vampire sense of the word, they suck up the worst of our emotions and live off them. So as part of this grand passion play that's going on here, where Source and Ron and CLS have decided to come here and clean up this invasion that's happened to our world and the damage it's done to us with the ascension process, by getting us ready for ascension, the Earth is going to be cleansed of everything, basically, that's preventing its ascension, all the alien influences, the underground bases, the clones, and everybody else. So as part of that action, we were in Los Angeles, and Ron says, you know, Fred Bell died this week. Let's check on what happened to him. And all of a sudden, there's about eight or ten of us at the table at Denny's, and we're there, and most of the people there were intuitives themselves. And so everybody starts focusing in on it. And, of course, the light ship apparently was able to boost everyone's perceptibility, because we started to get all kinds of reports back from just the people in the group as to what happened to Fred, and everybody was verifying what happened, etc. So what I did was I wrote up a report about it to just give you an example of how these military actions happen, etc. So here's the report that I put on Rumor Mill News, R-U-M-O-R, Mill, M-I-L-L, News, N-E-W-S.com. You could go there, and on the search function, not the Google one, but the other search function, just put in a big range of dates, like over the past year, and then articles written by Mr. Oxygen, M-R-O-X-Y-G-E-N, which is my trade name. And you can call up a list of everything I've written, and you can go through the articles. I don't have them all posted on my website yet, but I do have a lot of interesting overview articles for people that are new to these teachings of the creation lightship, etc. It's like a real quick bring you up to speed refresher course kind of thing, and that's at Intergalactic Humans, Intergalactic Humans, humans.com. And you go there, there's several articles that are available for the public to read, which is basically the history of how we got here and what I've been talking about here. So here's the report on Fred Bell. I start off saying that other people are trying to take credit for Creation Lightship's ongoing non-nuclear destruction of many underground slaver bases worldwide. And I says we should ignore that, because that's all disinformation. And then I get into, you have to remember that any information conflicting with our CLS action reports, which started back in October of 2010, which, by the way, this is our one-year anniversary of the actions, Ron, with the elimination of the first mothership above New York City while USA officials watched, apart from minor interpretation, should always be suspect, any misinformation conflicting with what we write here. When you track the opposing source down, it usually ends up being unreliable or actually purposely disinformative, or usually from channeled information. See, CLS never channels. So if it's coming from channeled information, which most 90% of the stuff is, that's someone with an agenda. If they're channeling, they have an agenda, because they're working with darkness. These CLS reports have no agenda other than the truth of what is happening in our world, as Ron said one night, because you have a right to know what's going on here. So the report is, the body of Fred Bell, within 48 hours of taping an explosive interview, that was Jesse Ventura's words, was found expired from a heart attack in his Minneapolis hotel bed approximately last week, which is October 27, 28. Fred is best known for advancing new technological concepts. That was supposed to be September, by the way. That was a typo. This was September 27, 28. Fred is best known for advancing new technological concepts in the ET and scalar areas and his many expo lectures over many years. He was aligned with a Palladian research group, ETs, Palladian ETs, and was recently exploring possibly aligning his research with a different alien faction. And everyone got this and said, yeah, this may have contributed to his demise because he was too many people were finding out what was going on. And so Fred considered himself to be very special, to be taken under the wing of his E.T. alien Pleiadian benefactors, and because of being protected by them. Pleiadians are known for considering themselves our genetic ancestors at the least, and at their worst, actually thinking they are the rightful owners of all Earth humans. So just like on Earth, as above, so below, so they all have various opinions and their own versions of politics. And then I go into Fred being born in Ann Arbor. He worked with the late Henry Ford Sr. His great uncles from his father's side was Alexander Graham Bell. He's a well-known inventor. On his mother's side, a direct descendant of Ethan Allen. Dr. Bell built the world's first time machine called the T1 Time Travel Transposer that allows time travel into the future in increments of microseconds. Dr. Bell was also a practicing naturopath, scientist, and environmentalist, and political activist. Lately, Fred Bell, on his radio show, Fred Bell had been on radio shows and telling people all this exciting new stuff he was doing. So he'd been nightly been going to sleep and having his body replaced in his bed with an exact clone of himself for cover while he was gone. So he would be working while everyone thinking he was sleeping that was actually a clone of his bed. And he was working with the extraterrestrials in hidden bases. He had been working for weeks with a team of about 500 Pleiadians, and the team also included about five humans. They used three ships for transport, and their advanced secret research project was located in an underground facility in El Salvador. Fred felt quite safe and protected by his alien benefactors, and he was very disillusioned when the following happened and he got caught in the crossfire. Earlier in the week, an overwhelming force alien faction composed of mercenary and pirate-type freebooters decided to steal the new invention. This is the new invention that Fred was coming up with the ETs. They wanted to steal it so they could control others with it. They were flying the old Arcturian colors as their cover flag, but they weren't Arcturians, and they were actually working for self-enrichment and plunder. So these are criminals, outer space criminals. They suddenly attack the Pleiadian teams in their underground lab. So you have a gang attacking a bunch of ETs. It is believed Fred's group was recently perfecting some sort of breakthrough in technology, possibly time travel involving prisms, to be used for the benefit of the humans. They were getting ready to reveal it to us publicly in the near future. It is also believed that the research group was infiltrated and compromised by double agents working undercover for the rogue freebooters. So everybody's had the take and there were spies in the mist. Apparently everybody's trying to make a buck or to have more control because they're sick of being under the control of another, and as above, so below. By the way, the permanent real solution is to get out of the game altogether through the real ascension and onto freedom. That's the way out of being controlled by somebody else. Once commenced, the battle raged for 2 hours. During the melee, the Pleiadian research team members had attempted to find safety by retreating to their ships, which were also underground and parked nearby. It is assumed that Fred's team and their three lightly armored Pleiadian research vessels were simply no match for the space pirate battle cruisers that descended suddenly upon them. When the battle ended, Fred's whole group had been overpowered and completely wiped out, and Fred had been shot in the left side of his head, where part of his skull was coming off. He was captured. That could have been a typo. It might have been the right side of his head. Part of his skull coming off. He was captured and subsequently undergoing further questioning, torture, in the attacker's secret underground facility. You know, the pirates wanted to know, where's the rest of it? Where's the good stuff? Where's the money? Meanwhile, as stated above, the Pleiadians had nightly been replacing Fred with a clone in his bed so no one would miss him while he was working underground. This time, the perfect clone, complete with Fred's own DNA, you know, you take a clone of someone, you take their DNA, you clone them. so it would have the same DNA. So if you tested the DNA of a dead clone, you'd say, well, that's him. The French clone was programmed to pass away from a heart attack approximately 3 days after he was captured in order to quietly end the drama that would be generated from his apparently sudden human surface passing. Fred suddenly became no longer available on Earth in his own body because the clone had been killed and he was in prison. And these prisons are multidimensional as well, so something happened there. And clones only have about 2 weeks of memory before memory deterioration starts to set in. So it was determined easier by the Palladians to simply end his brilliant life story, his human brilliant life story, rather than keep reprogramming his clone all the time. They were just going to close up the story. After the first day of the Conscious Life Expo was finished, I was sitting in Denny's with Ron Amitron, the ambassador from the Creation Lightship, and we were talking about Fred's death when Ron said, let's see what really happened to Fred. Ron then used his beyond remote viewing source energy abilities to find Fred and was surprised to find him not dead but still alive, wounded and being tortured. As soon as Fred saw Ron, he said, help me. What happened next was fantastic. Ron immediately alerted the U.S. of A., which is different from USA Corporate. This is the real Earth Defenders, military, and the Creation Lightship forces, who fast sprang into action, mounting a rescue operation to physically save Fred. You will remember from previous reports that the Service United States Corporate Military is different than the constitutional United States of America forces hunkered down in secret underground bases. USA, U period S period A period, opposes the alien takeover. The Creation Lightship comes every 2,000 years to clean out aliens, prepare us, and assist Earth in making its true ascension. The CLS forces are light beings from beyond and above time, whose purpose here is to remove all invading aliens opposing our free will choices during the ascension windows. The CLS, having previously equipped our secret military with advanced future technology and weaponry, and with the USA military leading, immediately descended upon the attacker base and eliminated, as in the word terminated, all the offending aliens. Any U period S period A period chrononaut combatants that are ever killed or wounded or traumatized in battle are immediately reassembled, brought back to life, and completely healed using source energy that created us all in the first place. Fred was freed and immediately taken out of the time and duality and brought up to the lightship that created us all in the universe of true light. Once safely on the lightship, Fred was completely put back together, tended to, healed, and untraumatized. Our military forces continued to mop up operations that Friday night and to the next day. Now remember, we're at the show in L.A. This is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. After the second day's expo lecture, Saturday, and activities were completed, on Saturday night, we found ourselves back at Denny's, once again, the whole group of people that was working the booth, etc., where Ron suggested, let's see how Fred is doing now. We had already checked in on him up on the lightship earlier in the day, and his condition at that time was mixed disorientation during convalescence. Well, after what he'd been through, I imagine he would have a lot of shorting neurons or whatever. The main thing he was facing was that he had considered himself and his faction, in a sense, invincible. And clearly that was not the case, creating a cognitive dissonance in Fred. So his ego got out of hand, and he believed, they were stronger than they were. He was not happy about what happened at all, but presently didn't mind all those nice new body parts he was now having full use of. Ron then brought freshly rejuvenated Fred into our Denny's booth and sat him down. Now, this was not physical, and it wasn't channeling. But simply by commanding it to be so, source energy can do anything, like the mentioned immediate resurrection and healing of any of our military personnel that fall in the line of duty in defense of Earth. So obviously, Ron creating a conversation with an invisible but still there with us Fred is relatively easy by comparison. Fred remained physically invisible, but while he was there in our booth, all the excellent intuitors and our group of eight were sensing lots of information about the details of Fred's experience. They were picking up that there were still some aggressor entities hiding within the underground. So the USA, Croatian Lightship Forces, went back into action, expanding their searches, ferreting them out, and summarily eliminating them. They traced this gang of pirates, the people involved in it, back to their lair, which was full of excavating equipment, supplies, and transports. This is all underground. And they tracked them from there back to where they came from, and then back to their home worlds. At each location, they were eliminated. This is what the lightship does. Any place it finds transgressors denying us free will, hurting us in any way, they simply terminate and eliminate their god. Then they go to the next group. Anyone, especially aliens, guilty of taking away anyone else's right to free will, free choice, that's the important descriptor here, is interfering with the light's creation and does not belong on Earth or even qualify to continue in existence here. All that darkness and its minions know is violence and force, so their days of control here are quite numbered. Source is peace, freedom, and creativity personified. The light is not judging while protecting its creation. Rod said it's a shame because all of this could have been avoided if the Palladians had simply asked CLS for help. Word. Fred, while he is completely healed and all his necessary parts recreated on the lightship, I'm happy to report that by Sunday night, now this is the third day of the show, Fred had ascended early with both his spirit and his body, which is now completely made of light, into the true universe of light. So Fred got an early out here. Sunday afternoon, Ron brought Invisible Fred in to speak with one of Fred's friends in the Expo food court. And this guy was quite surprised. And Fred was in excellent spirits, forgive the pun, making jokes about baseball so his friend would know it really was him. They had private jokes about baseball, and the guy said, it really is him. Message for you from Fred. Summation. I am very happy and don't want anyone to grieve over me. And please, nobody waste your time or money trying to contact me with psychics and channelers, because now that I am only spirit again, I will be unreachable at my former levels. You see, we're all in time here. The use of all that stuff is within time. The use of all that stuff is involving using darkness to see into the future, into the past, and the other dimensions. Source, and now Fred, who's ascended, is above time, out of the game, and is unreachable at former levels. I am beyond their reach as I'm completely moved above it all. Meaning, where you and the Pleiadians and the rest still are in duality. The emotional body shell that readers usually read was dissolved. If you try anyway, all you will get is imposters, because he's not here. I fought the good fight during my time here, there, he said, time there, meaning Earth, and feel very completed about it all, now that I'm looking at it from above time, where there is no psychic energy or time or strife. I will not be reincarnating, no more Earth, no more ETs, no more contamination. He likes his new clean body and wants to keep it exactly that way. He doesn't want to sully himself with any darkness or time energies. I have read and approved this report 150%. I am at peace. So that was the report.
Thank you, Ed.
That was good, yeah. And just to add, I guess that Monday I was going to the high desert east, Mojave Desert, and we get over this hill because it is kind of an uphill drive going to the area around 29 Palms, and there's a military base there, and I get over this hill, and all of a sudden I see a ship cloud that was like the original Palladian saucers with the big dome on the top, and you probably have seen them. Billy Meyer has pictures of them. And the other people saw it too. And it was visible for probably maybe about 20 to 30 seconds. And they were like saying thanks, you know. Very unusual to actually see this large cloud that normally you would not even suspect seeing one that was this intricate on how it looked. So that was quite rewarding to see that. So thank you, Ed. and it was very, very well done. Marcus is asking if I could bring Fred in. No, I cannot bring Fred in. He's now in light. He will not be coming back here. So back to you, Carrie, and thank you, Ed.
Okay, and what, Ed, what are the websites where people can go read that for themselves if they would like to? Oh, I guess we lost Ed. So it's, I know one of them is Intergalactic Humans, but I'm not sure if that's up there yet. And is it Rumor Mill or rumormill.com? One of the two. Maybe you could type it in, Ed, into the fast chat. So, okay, there was a question, somebody, about where did the clone of Fred Bell come from? And I know you've talked about the clone factories and so forth that have been taken out, Ron, but maybe you just want to mention where the clone of Fred Bell may have come from.
Yeah, it was from the Pleiadians. They created a clone of him to put up here. So if anybody saw him at night sleeping, they would think it was him. Remember, the clone looks just like you. It's a replica. And we all have clones. So,
yep.
You know, that would be, you know, and he was down there doing his work. So that's why you can, in a sense, we'll just say be in two places or more at one time. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Marcy is typing in rumormillnews.com for the website where Ed's article is posted. So I think everybody was busy listening, and I'm seeing some comments, but not any questions. I'm just scanning through the pages here. So, yeah, it was a very interesting few evenings.
So I will comment. It kind of sounded like, which is the case, that the military and CLS went after these, you know, like they're being, in a sense, you could take it like, well, they're here to be aggressors, to get rid of aliens. No. What happens is whenever aliens show up and they are taking away your free will, free choice, they first have the chance to come into the light. And the light ship always gives them that opportunity, and almost all of them will not, because all they know is their past agenda. Taking away free will, free choice, and domination. So they work with domination and control, and almost all of them, like I say, will turn that down. Then they're terminated. So they do have that last chance, much like what happened to the gentleman on the cross with Jesus, and he wanted to be forgiven, and that was done. It's the same process. So I think I heard a beep. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yes, I think we have, is somebody else on the line? I know I heard a beep. Hello?
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy, how you doing?
Good. I have
Good.
A couple questions for Ron.
Okay, go ahead.
I was talking to someone that listened to Creation Lightship the other night, and she was curious, too. If we do our clearings and we go to the light, and then we go to a light planet, unlike Earth, what keeps us from, you know, incarnating the next time on a dark planet and for us listening to the wrong people and ending up on Earth again where the dark side is?
Okay, well, first of all, if you're in the light, it's free choice, free will where you go to. I don't have the answer to why people initially came here and why they got stuck here, okay? Because the planet's blueprint is in light. So it's not as if... you know, you have, say, a book in front of you of the different planets, and you can see planets that are darker than others. In light, everything is light. Something happened here on the way into the planet. So I don't know exactly what happened. Maybe they made a clone of this planet, and your spirit didn't know the difference and took the wrong direction. I just don't know. But this normally does not happen. So that's how I could answer that.
There's a lot of people here, so it'd be nice to not do it again, repeat that mistake.
That's why I'm here, to help people. But you got to clean your bodies out, and you know, this is definitely a dark side place, because everything is controlled by the mind, and the people choose mind energy of thought. Remember, the Bible talked about that. There's a lady at the expo selling a book that looked like it's about 3 inches thick with a gold covering on the pages. You know, it looked really nice. But it was the brand new book of knowledge for the upcoming, you know, millennium, you know. So she basically said that the Bible and everything else kind of ended, and now this new book will be the rules and regulations. She did not use that word, but it was the book of knowledge for the next 2,000 years. So if you remember, in the old Bible, somewhere in there, it talks about don't partake of the fruit, or fruits, I guess, from the tree of knowledge. So the fruits would be the information. Knowledge is mind energy. So don't get stuck with beliefs in mind energy. It's right there, you know, plain sight if you read that. That's what that means. Okay. Don't get stuck in the mind. And people, and that's, you know, goes with the serpent and everything else, you know, but that's what it really means. So now, I think I heard her say she was working 17 years on this book. But, you know, that's another trap. I don't want to talk negatively about her, but remember, right. I always talk about not getting stuck in books and belief systems, because it'll be a different belief system and lead you down a different path of where you really want to go to, taking away your free choice, free will. And remember, everything that would be as a preset condition or information in a book of what's going to happen in the future, that's timelines. So the book or books like that, we'll say, would be full of future timeline events with the responses and information about how to live on those timelines. So you don't want to get into timelines. You want to be in the moment. Get rid of timelines. Get rid of everything that deals with that so that you can be at peace. So, like I say, you just need one book, one page, you know, go within. Remember, you have to command your spirit to go within. Otherwise, you're going to be on a energy inside of a heart energy of the darkness. So you have to command your spirit to be in your heart to be at peace. So, thank you, Marcy.
I command my spirit when I go to sleep. I command my spirit to stay here 24/7, but I don't know if that's a thing to do. And then I did what Larry suggested, say, I command my spirit to stay here with an anchor. I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, well, whatever seems to work, works, you know.
Well, I still dream.
And you need to talk to your spirit during the daytime, because just think of yourself, you know. It's difficult. It's just waiting, and your spirit does not listen to everything that you're saying. Remember, you have all these thoughts. You know, you have over 60,000 thoughts a day, and it's not going to monitor and listen to each one of those. That's why you have to kind of ring the bell, you know, and command your spirit. Remember, that's how healings work. You have to do a command to awaken your spirit in you to do something, do some work for you. So thank you, Marcy, and that's a good idea with the anchor, you know. So whatever seems to work for you people, you know, do that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ron, and just to add to what Marcy was asking about ending up on another dark planet, I think that you have mentioned before that there is a block right now on Earth to not allow any new spirits to end up here. I think I've heard you say that. Do you remember?
Yeah. There'll be no new ones coming in. So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that's it's done.
Yeah,
they've done that, so no new ones can come in here.
Good.
Some people talk about them being a star child, which just means they were from the beyond and they came in someplace from other planets or whatever. But I don't think there's anybody that I can see right now that's brand new here for the first incarnation. Okay, of being here for the first time. So yeah, you could be a star child, which means you may have had 50 lifetimes or more here, as compared to somebody who's maybe had 1,000. But still, you know, you could be newer. But I think everything is blocked off now because we're in the ascension mode. And when you have ascension time coming, then you know you'd probably be going to a planet of light other than this one to do the ascension thing. So I don't see anything like playing musical chairs now or anything, like normally happens, you know, for that 2,000-year period where you actually go and go to different incarnations. So I think it's probably, basically, they're all ready to do the ascension and other planets of life. So they might be waiting for ours to get caught up a little bit. I don't know. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Mossy, I don't know if you're still there, but I think you said you had two questions. Did you have a second one? No? Okay. So I guess Mossy's left. Okay, well, thanks for your call. Shannon is asking, what is the aurora? And I assume, Shannon, you're talking about the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis. I don't know if you have any comment on that, Ron, at all.
Nope, never really investigated it.
Yeah, okay. And then Hugh is asking, what is bipolar to light? I assume, Hugh, that you mean what is opposite to light. I'm not really sure if that's what you mean, but Ron, do you have anything to say about that?
You know, the darkness would be, but we're just using words to try to indicate what the light is and what darkness is. So it's not that the light is white and the darkness is black. It's just a different energy system. So we have two different energy systems that were created on their own, and the darkness energy has beings that maybe even look like us, but they don't have a spirit, and what we have is spirits and ours. So it's, you know, just two different energetic systems. And the light has free will, free choice, and the darkness has control and conquer and domination. And no free will, free choice, because everything in darkness so far that I've seen is always in the control mode. So as above, so below. And they brought that particular mindset here because we work in the mind. So the light does not have mind, not have thoughts inside of your head, we'll say, where the darkness has that. The darkness deals with timelines and thought, and the light does not exist in that. But they have brought it over here and had people get into that system through using their free will, free choice. So it's kind of like a one-way turnstile. You go in and you can't get out. Like the song Hotel California, and it's going down a dark, dusty highway. So you must have known something going down that dark, dusty highway before you came here. Maybe they did something, you know, somewhere with enticing people to have emotions so that you could really experience something. Maybe that's what they were selling here, duality. So that's judging the light, and which means you did separation automatically. So when you get into separation, then you're judging the light, and which is everything is perfect. And then having the duality, then you're choosing to denounce the light, basically, because the light is peace. So everybody wants to get back to peace, but yet there's no tools out there except what I give, basically, the mind to heart drop to get back into peace again. Meditation doesn't necessarily bring you peace. You might be in peace in the light of the darkness, but you're not really typically connecting to your spirit, because they probably don't tell you to command your spirit so to be with you. I've never heard that anyway on or from anybody else talking about this here, or hearing people talk about guided meditations. They just use the mind to go in the beyondo to do this. But I'm not trying to knock meditation, but just do the mind to heart drop. You know, 15, 20 seconds, you're already heart-centered, so why would you want to waste your time meditating, sitting down with whatever time it takes you in your peaceful state, or trying to find a place with no noise to do this? You can do the mind of heart drop and be walking on the street and be fully conscious. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Liz was asking how to stop head chatter or mind chatter when trying to meditate. So if somebody is doing some form of meditation that isn't taking them outside of their bodies, and they're having mind chatter, what, I know there are some clearings that would help with that, so maybe you want to talk about that briefly. We just have a couple of minutes left on the show, I think.
I would say, why would you want to meditate and waste your time to try to get into that state and try to get rid of mind chatter when you can get rid of that mind chatter in, you know, 20 seconds.
Okay. So maybe we should end the show with the mind to heart
drop. It's a trap that you're getting yourself into. As, you know, you're trying to get into peace, and you have all this stuff in the way. I'll drop everybody down into their heart so you can actually feel that. Here we go. This you can do yourself. You don't need me to do this. And you have to command your spirit first of all, like I said. You have to do that. If you don't do that, you're going to be in the land of darkness, in the darkness of the heart energy, in the light of the darkness. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There. Now you should be completely at peace with your spirit and your heart center. This is the way the light has intended you to be throughout your whole lifetime. Not be able to have a negative or positive thought. And that's because either one of those is judgment. Everybody, like I said at the expo, on the Strange Universe panel on Sunday, would do this and tell their neighbors to do it. Within a week, this whole, all of, you know, people on this planet, if they did this and could hold the energy, the whole world would change within 1 week. Everybody would be at peace. You can do yourself instantly. And so, you know, this is what you're trying to do when you meditate. That's the outcome that you're looking for, is to be peaceful. And this will allow you to do that, like I said, within 20 seconds. Oh, I don't have any more questions or any answers here.
Okay.
So I guess we'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next night will be Friday night. It'll also be on a different channel, Channel 2, Station 2. And we will have our Q&A after that for 1 hour on a conference call line. So same time, but Station 2 on Friday. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And do the mind to heart drop. Do it maybe 4 times a day or so, whenever you choose to. You don't need a sacred space, a quiet space to do it. Remember, you can be anywhere you wish. And just do this process, and it will work. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie, for coming on. And we'll see you later, everybody. Good night.
Thanks. Good night, everyone.